Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 88 for Monday, December 24th, 2018.
For our last episode of 2018, we're going to talk about the beers we're drinking. Also, people are making music with their cocks. I mean chickens. Sorry, I should specify chickens.
We'll also talk about the devastating effects of the pranks in Home Alone. And this week's crazy news brings us to talk about Alexa, balloon sex, weed burgers, a big sack of dicks, something's fungy about this story, and we'll close with another story from World News Daily Report.
A little something for everybody in there, huh?
That's right.
Wow.
All in Two Bobs.
You're welcome,
world. As always.
Last episode of 2018.
Yes.
What better way to ring in Christmas? I feel like everybody should just gather around their podcast machine.
Yep.
With their families, their kids, grandmas, aunts, uncles, grandpas even, I suppose.
Whoever.
Stepkids, animals, pets.
Unwelcome neighbors.
Yeah. And I think that they should all listen to this.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a celebration, really. I mean, it's a celebration of the year. It's a celebration of Christmas and Santa and
presents,
and Jehovah and whoever else.
That's what Christmas is all about. It's getting
money,
spending lots of money and getting presents.
Yeah. iTunes gift cards. It's all I asked for this year.
That's good.
iTunes gift cards. I like to buy movies. I'm a sucker for the in-app purchase, so that helps offset some of that. So, you know, I like to support the app developers, and iTunes gift card is the way to go.
Too. You offer to take ads away for 99 cents forever?
Done.
Oh, boom. Yeah. Done. I don't even know if I like the app yet and will continue to use them. Like, I don't even care. No ads. Make the ads go away now.
No, I'll hate it if there's ads in it. And I will, if I load it up and there's nothing that says it's ad supported, if I load it and I see ads and there's no way to get rid of it, I hold on to the little button, I hit the X, and I delete it, and I never come back. No ads.
You make the app jiggle.
Yeah, I like the jiggle. I make it do that, and I hit the X, and then it's gone. Perfect. No waiting around. Nobody got time for that shit. Just sit there and stare at an ad for something else, and I don't know.
So for you listening, it might be Monday, December 24th, but for us now, it's Thursday the 22nd, or-ish. Wait, no.
20th.
20th.
Damn. Right.
The 20th. So, one more day at work for me, and you too for the year.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I haven't been able to take a lunch before 3 o'clock this week, and I haven't spent more than 10 minutes taking lunch all week long. Thanks, stock market. You're great.
Yeah. Yeah. You got a lot going on. I've been watching and seeing the trend downwards, and I don't know. I was like, what's he doing over there? Don't you control that?
I wish I did. Trust me. And crank that shit up at the end of the year. But I mean, no, it's you know, year end stuff and blah blah blah, and I'm off next week. I'm excited about one more week. One more day of work and then done.
Yeah. Well, you started to get to it, and I think between the two of us we ended up diverting from that. So this is the episode for the 24th. And we kind of debated on whether to release this on the 24th or the 31st and decided just get it out there. So you'll have 2 weeks to listen to it. We won't have an episode on the 31st.
Was it much of a debate? I mean,
so I know. I mean, just
I feel like we decided, and then you were like, "No, we're doing it."
I know.
This way.
Well, I'm very wishy washy. I probably should be medicated, but I'm not.
Well, if we recorded tonight and didn't release this till the 31st, then we'd have to be all like pretensy about it, you know? Like, and that's not who we are.
No, we don't pretend.
I mean, although the people listening to the show probably they're too stupid to realize that it would be a week and a half ahead of time, but that's not really the point here.
We like cutting edge news. We don't want 2 week old cutting edge news. I mean, by the time they get to this already, it's a couple days old, being a Thursday.
I feel like we've read episodes or read news stories that were like a month old before. Just pretend they were new.
Oh, that's fine. That's our decision.
That's fine. Yeah, we decide what's new and what's not. We decide when things happened.
What's new is this beer. I went to Norm's today, and they were packed to the gills with all kind of new shit, and I was looking all over, and I picked a couple. I actually got more of what I had last week, which was the Trogs Mad Elf, because I liked it so much. Yeah. I got more of that, and I got a couple other new things. But that place was jammed. People bringing growlers, and I got to take my growler next time. But I don't really have a way to keep it cold in the car. So what's new is old, and old is new.
Just keep it in the car, right?
Yeah, well, it's not really. I mean, it's kind of cold enough here, but it's fine. It would survive, I think, just for a couple hours.
Probably.
I like to. Well, you ready to drink?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, bartender, another beer.
Good stuff. I was ready this time. Last week, I was still feeling kind of lazy and didn't really reach for the button. But this time, I prepped myself. I wanted to make sure I didn't let you down.
Well, I bought these just as we were shopping last week at Meijer. And I've had a couple already. But this is an homage to one of my favorite beers, which is the Atwater Vagina Vanilla. Vagina Java Porter.
Vagina Java Porter.
Vagina Java Beaver Asshole Porter. Well, no, this is skunky. So it's one of my favorite beers is the Vanilla Java Porter from Atwater Brewery. Nice. And this is just a little bit of a take on that. It's a hazelnut vanilla Java Porter, which is it's a vanilla Java Porter and they add Nutella to it. No, it says English style porter brewed with vanilla, hazelnut, and coffee beans.
Yeah,
it's 5% alcohol by volume, 13 IBUs. I think it's more of a limited thing. Actually, when you go to the Atwater website, they don't even have it on there. So it's kind of it was hard to really find much on it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one for the vanilla Java Porter, but I will add hazelnut I'll inject it myself into the reading. Originally blended for the working class in central London, hazelnut. Although this time updated with hazelnut.
Hazelnut.
English style porters with hazelnut give nod hazelnut. To the hazelnut masses. Mixing traditional old
hazelnut.
Style hazelnut ales with more modern hazelnut ales. Well, hazelnut. Relatively dark like hazelnut.
Hazelnut.
English style porters eschew burnt flavors with more yellow hazelnut profiles. And it talks about inspiration behind the artwork, but that's hazelnut. Stupid, so I'm not going to read it.
Okay.
Good. But basically, it's a really good take again on the vanilla Java Porter, which is one of my faves. Rated at 4.25 on Untappd. I taste the hazelnut a little bit. Let me taste it. Just
taste it again. Tell us.
Oddly enough, I don't really taste much of the hazelnut. It tastes like a vanilla Java Porter. Huh. So I don't. I guess I didn't rate it as high as I did the original VJP because I think it fails at really giving me that little kick of hazelnut that I was expecting. But it's still a really good beer because it's the vanilla Java Porter. And
with hazelnut.
With hazelnut. I don't know. Did we mention there's hazelnut?
Well, you said you were going to interject it in there, so I interjected it in there as well.
But you know what?
Make sure it's clear.
Hold on. I feel like I'm tasting hazelnut now.
Oh no.
Maybe there's it's a little maybe a little hint, but it's not. I was expecting more hazelnut, a spoonful of Nutella, just stirred around in my beer for just a minute before I drank it. But that's not what I'm getting. I'm always expecting it to just be like this slap you in the face flavor, which that's really not what it's about. I guess I don't know. Anyway,
expected more. That happens every now and then.
Yeah, it's a good beer though. It's good. I like the vanilla Java Porter. It does not fail to deliver the taste of the VJP. It just doesn't have the hazelnut like I was expecting.
But that's fine.
Anyway, what do you have going on this week?
Well,
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I almost forgot.
That's what I was.
We have had Atwater beers before. Dating back to episode 4,
oh shit,
Inconvenient Pooping, I did drink the original Vanilla Java Porter sans hazelnut from Atwater. Episode 11, Stupid Eli Face, I had the Lip Lock Cherry Stout from Atwater, which I remember not loving. Episode 24, Rob Likes Sausage, I had the I had two Decadent Chocolate Ales by Atwater. That's a really good one. Decadence is always good. Episode 64, Poop Napkins. I had a Bavarian Cream Vanilla Java Porter.
Ooh.
That was also delicious. Episode 68, Would You Wather? I had a Blueberry Cobbler Ale from Matt Water. So I've had it a bunch of times. You have never had it.
No.
On the show. No. You've had a vanilla Java porter, though, haven't
you? I have, but I didn't have them since you had talked it up so much, and I didn't want to actually have it on the show as well, so I didn't. But I've enjoyed it.
What has that stopped you in the past, though?
That's different. That's different.
By the way, the last time we updated the What Are We Drinking was episode 86, so I don't know.
I just updated it, so...
Did you, as I was talking?
Hit refresh. I know. I scrolled to see when I had mine, and I was like, episode 86, that's the last episode. But it's like, boom. No, I didn't.
Look at that. It was, episode 87, boiled cake.
Yep.
You put an extra space between.
Doing it and trying to listen to you at the same time. When I don't listen, you catch me.
You're going
to
have to fix that.
I will have to fix it before I even get to mine. I can't stand having.
There's a space there. The formatting is inconsistent with the rest of the formatting on the page.
Well, the reason is because fucking WordPress went and changed how they have the layout. Normally it's like one big text box, but now it's a whole bunch of them. And on my screen, it looks right. But for whatever reason, what you see there is not. Yeah, so I'll have to fix that later because it'll drive me crazy. I don't know what they decided to do.
What's WordPress?
What? What's WordPress?
I'm kidding. I know it's what we use. I know it's we. I say we like I do any of this, right? I know it's what you use to make the website and to run that. But
no, I see it's broken. But I'll they do have an option, classic WordPress editor. But when I click it, it doesn't do anything.
Classic WordPress.
I'll leave the WordPress. Page, and I will tell you. Now that you're done, I will tell you what I have, and I have.
Oh, good. I was wondering when we were going to get to that.
Yeah. Well, you derailed me by picking on something that you knew I would get upset about. But I've got a Center of the Universe Brewing Company. Shut up.
What? Oh. Oh, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's clever. Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Robert.
That's what I was looking
for. It's called Shut the fuck up, Robert.
I was hoping, but it's their shut up. And it is their Imperial White Stout aged in bourbon barrels.
Oh.
So I had no idea what a white stout was, and I was thinking it was like the beer I had a couple weeks ago was the White Russian. It does have a layer of cream on the top.
Sorry. What were you saying?
So two episodes ago, episode 86, Shart Wilson, I had a brew from this particular brewing company as well, Center of the Universe. And again, this one is the Shut Up, and it's the Imperial White Stout aged in bourbon barrels. It's that time of year again. The family's in town. Actually, that's not it.
Robert.
Well, see, they didn't really have it. But it says, COTU's Black Friday Brew is an Imperial Stout that's aged in both bourbon and red wine barrels, and then blended together to create an intensely complex and extraordinarily smooth flavor. The beer clocks in at 11.9% and contains rich malty flavors, which meld perfectly with the fruity sweetness extracted from the barrels. Vanilla, raspberry, and cherry up front subside to a delicate chocolate finish, leaving your taste buds yearning for the next sip. And as I poured it into my glass...
What happened?
There's a little bit left in the can. Okay. So since it wouldn't fit in the glass, I went ahead and let it fit in my mouth, and I really liked it. I've been waiting for the opportunity to actually take a real sip out of my glass and tell you what I think about it, and I hope it meets up to everything that it just said, because it sounds amazing.
I mean, I really hope it does too, because.
Don't want to disappoint me, do you?
Really selling this. Started wrapping Christmas presents last night. Still got a bunch more to do.
That's good. And the website is exactly it. It says intensely complex and extraordinarily smooth flavor. So it's smooth, but it has that like that imperial alcohol-y taste where you know you're drinking something that's got a punch to it.
Yeah, put a little bit of hair on your nuts, right?
It does. It's got a bite. it says vanilla, raspberry, and cherry up front. You do have that. You taste a bit more of the, I think a little bit more of the cherry in there. The vanilla is more of a hint to it, which, as we've talked about in the past, I really like a little bit more vanilla and a nice smooth finish. I don't know really, really taste chocolate, but as I go through the rest of this glass here, I'll see if I can find it in there. But I really like it. I'm glad I bought a 4-pack rather than just grabbing one. I think it's one that if you can find it out there as well, that you will enjoy it too. I rated it a 4.25 on Untappd.
Nice. 2 4.25s this week.
Yeah.
Nailed it. I remember looking at this website last week.
Yeah.
And I don't think I can get it up here. It is a Virginia beer.
Yeah. So you might not get it. No. But I need to head over there. See, where are they? Oh, yeah, Ashland. So, yeah, I did mention that a couple weeks ago. It's near the capital city of Virginia, which is Richmond. So,
I thought Washington,
not that far.
D.C. was the
capital. That's the capital city of the capital city of all things. Although I started to say capital city
of the universe.
Yep,
it's the capital of Mexico.
That's true. If only we can get that wall.
Gotta get that fucking wall.
One of our favorite things here that we have, and we tend to bring them out around crazy news time, but we've got these chickens, and if you've followed the episodes for long enough, you know that they made their debut, shoot, probably 10 or so episodes back. And one of these things my sister sent me, and then we had a listener who also has his own podcast, Take Two Podcast, which is Take T-O-O Podcast. They do a lot of movie reviews and that sort of thing. Last year they discussed whether Die Hard was a Christmas movie, and I will leave that alone. But both of them sent me, so my sister and Take Two sent us basically links to YouTube videos of people with these very same chickens that we have and that we utilize every single week singing songs.
Are you gonna play it?
I will play it. So I was just trying to see if you have a preference. Do you like the more classical or you like the more modern song? What's your choice?
Oh boy, my choice is I don't care.
Well, the first
I've heard,
one
I've heard them both.
You heard them both. All right. Well, I'll start with the one that actually gets to it right away.
They're both worthy of awards.
Yeah. So this one actually is multi-layered. He's got the one chicken, but he's got to do the different sounds. And then he'll actually layer it in editing later. Is that you? Are you adding? Oh, see, they're interacting. They can hear it. It's almost like the... So it's pretty awful. But at the same time, it's kind of fun. And the other one is a little bit, like I said, it's a little bit more modern. And that's good old Havana. And you actually know the words. I was kind of surprised. You probably listen to this in the car.
This is my jam. Carmela Cabello.
Something like that.
Carmela?
Oh,
Carmela? Camila Caballo.
Something like that.
Is what's your name?
Well, I was I thought it was pretty funny, and I do like our friends George and Mr. Cockynuts, but I don't think they have the talent to be able to pull anything like that off.
No, but I mean, I just don't.
Especially given their handlers,
they don't really have the dexterity though. Like I was trying to make him make other like tones.
No, they just screech.
This is it. It does. Like, I'm, like, squeezing his feet, squeeze his head, like, if I can just, like, maybe his neck.
Well, he had it in different places, like, if he...
Yeah, this one doesn't do that, though.
No, maybe those are special ones. I mean, I don't know, maybe they only make those in Japan. These are the U.S. ones. This one's probably Indonesia.
He probably stuck his penis in his mouth or something.
Whoa. He had his finger in his other blowhole and was making him scream. Sorry, George.
You pissed George off. Way to go.
Yeah.
Have we started recording yet?
We did start recording. Are you going to watch any movies over Christmas? You like this story. You were very excited about this one.
We haven't watched any really at this point, so we gotta get on it. Like, we gotta watch Elf.
Yeah,
we have to watch Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, not that.
We're gonna have to watch Home Alone.
Yeah,
Die Hard. You know, all the all the Christmas movies.
Yeah. Well, we watched the root. We got the just the TV shows, the shorter ones, the Rudolph. Oh, and of course the Elf on the Shelf show. There's like a TV show, movie, or whatever it is. I don't know what it is. 30 minutes. So we watched those. We did watch actually Home Alone a couple weeks ago, but this story came out, I think it is fairly, December 18th, so 2 days ago. And it was on Nerdist, and it talked about the devastating real life effects of Home Alone's booby traps. And I'll have to admit, and this is not bullshit just because we're talking about it, but we watched it maybe a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and I remember during it, not particularly this part that they focus on with the cans, but there's the one part where he gets they go down, slide down the ice and fall down the bottom of the stairs, and it's the taller, skinny guy. It's not Joe Pesci or whatever that guy's name
is. Yeah, it's the curly-haired guy.
Yeah, the curly-haired guy. So he goes in, he loses his shoes because they get stuck, and this show or this movie is 30 years old by now, so nobody's missing anything, or I guess I'm not spoiling anything, but at one point he loses his shoes, and then it goes to go up the stairs, and he steps on what's probably like a 3-inch nail sticking out of the top of a thing. And I'm thinking, there's no way you go through the rest of it. You know, you're going through tar, you step on a nail, all that tar goes into your skin. It's over there. But yet they still continue to even to
Joe
where
Pesci
they
doesn't even get in the house yet, and his hand is burnt, and his hair his head's caught on fire.
Yeah,
like at that point you got to be like,
it's not worth it.
Is it fucking worth it for this house? Like, I get it. The McAllisters have a big, beautiful house.
Yeah,
nobody's home except this little, 8-year-old boy.
Yeah,
and but like that, at that point, if I'm a robber, I'm like, you know what?
That's okay.
I move on to the next house, and it's not worth it.
Well, they figure that they're old enough that he's just
I have to go to the hospital is what I need to do. I need to not worry about stealing some shit from this kid's house.
Well, I guess they had already cased it. They thought the stuff was in there, but what they're in for is going to be a lot more damaging, according to Nerdist.
And I'm glad that this article came out because it really talks about the real life effects of the booby traps from this movie. So if this really happened to you,
not like just stepping on the nail.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't just stand up and continue to rob the house. You would, if you were even alive.
So what's the worst part?
You'd be hurting. Well, they're all pretty bad. I don't know. I'm going to
play the vid. No, that clip is 10 minutes long.
Yeah,
I can't really go up. But really where they focus on is the part with the paint cans. So he's got the full paint cans, he swings them down. And basically the conclusion is that wouldn't just knock you down the stairs, but it would completely shatter your skull.
It would shatter your skull open.
Yeah, but they still stand up and they chase him to eventually, get attacked by a tarantula and all that kind of stuff. But
this is what they should do.
Yeah.
They should have the Home Alone challenge. Like, we haven't heard about stupid challenges that are getting people in the hospital.
No, hopefully kids have wised up.
There was a Tide Pod challenge, the boiling water challenge.
I think kids are too busy playing Fortnite now. They don't have time to do these challenges any longer.
My mother-in-law was over today, jokingly, I said, and he got this little card game or something like that from one of his teachers. And she goes, what is that? I said, oh, it's Fortnite. And she goes, what is Fortnite? I keep seeing this Fortnite. And I'm like, well,
is it porn?
It's a first person shooter.
Yeah.
And you're in like a world, but then that world is progressively shrinking.
Yeah.
And if you die, you're out for that round. And then it's kind of like a last man standing.
Yeah.
But where it gets really stupid is you got to build these towers. And the best players are really good at building towers. And also, I played it for 3 minutes when somebody showed me how to play Fortnite. And I said, this is stupid, and deleted the app.
So anyway, back to Home Alone.
Damn it, I closed the page. Let's go back in.
It's like you've never done this before.
I was hoping to see like a written out list of the things that would happen.
Yeah, it doesn't really tell you that. You got to watch the whole thing. But basically, it explains that the Jake Roper from the Incredible Vsauce team gave the world a bit of an early Christmas gift this year by analyzing a few of the booby traps from the film. Nice. In the recreation of the McAllister home, Roper set out to test the hand burning hot doorknob. The swinging paint cans both wet bandits received to their faces, and an added bonus of the crowbar to the chest that Marv doles out to Harry. The results are frightening, to say the least. Turns out the doorknob is substantially more dangerous to Kevin and the safety of the home than it would be to the bandits, and the temperature needed to transfer the heat hot enough to the outside would likely first melt the door or set it on fire. The crowbar to the chest would have sent Harry to the morgue, since the recreated blow would have punctured his lungs and heart. But that is inconsequential, as Kevin McAllister would have already murdered both of them with the paint can trap.
The impact from the swinging paint can is absolutely devastating, and as shown in Roper's video, would nearly knock your head off of your shoulders. Hazelnut. This display of home... It's good. There's no hazelnut. This isn't...
Should be.
It's not a beer reading. This display of Home Alone mayhem.
Can of Nutella, he would survive.
That's proven that we would always, and everybody would have been happy too. They would just like, they would have eaten Nutella and be like, I'm sorry, we tried to rob you. And Kevin's like, yeah, I'm sorry, I tried to burn your hand off. And, you know, the display of Home Alone mayhem has proven what we've always suspected. Kevin McAllister would be a murderer. I'd say a serial killer. Yeah. If it weren't for the two burglars and their superhuman ability to take such abuse. What are your thoughts?
My gold tooth.
Kevin would be in prison if it weren't for the durability of the wet bandits, right? Seriously.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, watch. We'll post the link to the video in the show notes that Rob puts out for you, so you have to get through the snark to probably find the link. But it'll be in there. I guarantee it.
I'll bury it in some snark.
Now I got to watch the whole 10-minute video, too. I watched a little bit of it and then just to get ready. But, yeah, you're right. They didn't have a whole lot in there. But that's all right. It's still fun.
Kelly and I will watch it tonight.
Yeah. No, you won't. You're going to go to bed. You got to go to bed. You got to get up early for work. That's fine. You ready for crazy news?
I was really hoping to be checked out tomorrow while I'm at work. But I have. Turns out I don't have time tomorrow to be checked out.
Yeah. Well, you got to get through it. You get through it and you'll be done. Just imagine you set your whatever your time is at the end of the day, 5 o'clock, and you just snap a chalk line to it and you head straight.
Thank God.
You ready for crazy news? I'll ask you again. You never answered me.
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, that's the whole reason we go through all that crap, just to get to the crazy news.
Play the fucking drop. I know.
I much prefer the crazy news drop to the tweet.
I call it a tweet. Trademark.
You didn't do what I asked you to do, was to take a picture of him with the live photo and do the loop of his hair going up and down.
I don't remember you asking me to do that.
You never listen to me.
Clearly. Hey, where's the first story take us?
Fuck if I know. I think if I remember correctly, this one is in the UK, and it's a foul-mouthed parrot who uses Amazon Alexa to order things when his owner is away. That's kind of like you.
I thought it was in Washington, D.C. That's just the news source.
Well, yeah, that is a local news source, which is how I came across it.
WJULA,
which is here. It's our local ABC affiliate, but a parrot that was kicked out of an animal sanctuary for swearing too much is in trouble again, but this time for a different reason. Rocco, the African gray parrot, who was removed from the National Animal Welfare Trust Sanctuary in the UK, so I guess that's where he's from, so he probably has an accent, enjoys chatting with Alexa. You can't do that. Enjoys chatting with Alexa on his own Amazon Echo, so much so that he keeps using it to order things. According to The Sun, Rocco has ordered strawberries, watermelon, raisins, broccoli, and ice cream, as well as a kite, a kettle, and light bulbs.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Rocco and Alexa chat away to each other all day.
It's like what I do to yours.
Yeah.
Have you gotten your extra small condoms yet?
Now I return that shit. Marion says owner Marion Wisniewski.
Robert Kilimowski.
Then I have to check the shopping list and cancel all the items he's ordered. So it is a lot like you.
That's amazing. I like this guy. This bird, I guess, right? Wisniewski said Rocco uses a... Wait, is that where...
That's it.
Robert Kilimowski.
Wisniewski of the, the National Animal Welfare and Trust in Berkshire, where Rocco had been living, took the parrot home to live with her because they did not want his swearing to be seen on public display. His previous owner reportedly had taught him swear words. Wisniewski,
shut the fuck up, Robert,
said Rocco also uses Alexa to play music with his, with rock, his preferred genre. And he loves to boogie with Alexa, but it has to be something fast, like favorite Kings of Leon, he said.
So he's a punk.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
His favorite song. Alexa, go fuck yourself. We weren't even talking to you.
He's a punk rocker, I guess.
Send me feedback in my Alexa app.
So that's pretty cool. Good old Rocco using and the picture of him standing on top of his Echo device. You know, that'll make it into this week's show art.
I wish that we had a video of that.
That would be good. Yeah, there's no videos, but there's just a picture. Good old W. Jula.
W. Jula.
What about the next one?
Well, the next one, Robert, takes us to...
You don't even know. I didn't know either. It doesn't really say, but I think it's Germany.
Germany.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. This one takes us to Germany,
where
a woman has sex with balloons and says the risk of them popping is thrilling. Robert's getting a boner just thinking about it.
Definitely.
Feet, leather, dragons, all common fetishes. If you're into any of the above, you no doubt would have had little difficulty seeking out on your own little community of like-minded people. But have you ever looked at a balloon and thought,
I'd fuck that.
Fwar. I fancy a bit of that. Have you ever heard of fwar? Phwoar.
I haven't.
Four. So, if so, you're not alone. Maggie Berlude, 31. Oh, her nip's sticking out on that one. Has been.
When you look.
Has been.
The side articles on The Sun are pretty good.
Has been having sex with balloons for more than a decade. And describes it as a hell of a lot of bouncy fun. Now, before we continue, I should break some disappointing news. Berlin is not her birth surname. Hope that doesn't burst your bubble / balloon. But hey, she still has sex with balloons, which is pretty interesting. Maggie from Solingen, Germany, identifies as a lunar.
Ah, lunar.
Not like the moon, but lunar is LOONER. Says,
and not loner.
Balloons of all shapes and sizes can be incorporated in the bedroom in a matter of ways. She first got into the fetish after meeting her husband, Jan.
And it's a dude.
With whom she owns Balloons United, which is a balloon retailer, not a football team. What's weird, she's actually a good-looking girl.
Yeah.
Maggie says balloons get lunars off for different reasons, though she says the risk of the balloons may pop adds extra excitement for her.
She said, I think for all lunars, everything is about the material, the shape, the look, the feel, the color, the flexibility, and the high tension.
We're talking about a balloon, right?
Well, I think so. Such a fragile object can take. Most lunars get aroused by actually playing with balloons, sitting on them or rubbing them, and having sex on them alone or with one or more persons.
Oh.
Maggie. Ah, others. How
many freaks can you put on a balloon?
How many of these people and how do they find each other? Others just love to watch others playing with them in a teasing, sexy way. The power to tease and push boundaries are essential aspects. You can be gentle or rough and play with the limits of the balloon well as with your partner's balloon. Wow. I never knew such a thing existed.
Well, maybe it opens a whole new world of opportunity for you.
Alexa, order me some balloons.
I just noted balloons in your Amazon cart and sent you some options. Choose something you'd like before checkout.
Okay. I like the ribbed balloons, probably.
For his pleasure. Alexa, order Robert some ribbed balloons that he can have sex with.
I just noted Robert's red balloons in your Amazon cart and sent you some options.
Oh,
red choose balloons. Something you'd like before checkout.
I don't need to choose. Just send me all the balloons.
That's right. If you use them incorrectly, they'll definitely be red.
Alexa, add lube to Robert's list.
I couldn't find a list called Robert's. Should I create one?
Yes.
I've created Robert's list and added lube to it.
Oh my God.
I just love fucking with your Amazon lists on the show.
Let me find where's my your list.
You got red balloons, you got some lube. What else do you need? You got a real party.
There it is. Wish list public.
Public.
Your ideal list. Fuck, I don't know where to find it. Robert's list. Yeah, there's no lube on there, unfortunately.
Well, I'll give it a minute.
Yeah, maybe it still has to sink.
Yeah.
I'll leave that open.
Did we finish
that's
the
pretty
article?
Crazy. Yeah, I think we did.
Okay. We've exhausted this topic. Time to move on, even if there's more words.
I think our listeners got the gist of the story. The next one, and I like this because, every now and then you're giving
them more credit than they need. But.
You get in the mood for the Golden Arches, and you like to go get a nice moldy McRib, and you go there, and sometimes you have difficulty paying for it. So when you're in Florida, you got to be creative.
Fucking Florida.
Yeah, this comes from our friends out at News 4 Jacks in Jacksonville. And police say that a Florida man tried to pay for McDonald's with marijuana.
Fucking Florida man. He's crazy.
He was arrested on marijuana possession and DUI charges. And, I'm definitely saving this photo, too. He's got the big old deer headlight eyes there. But a Florida man was arrested over the weekend after authorities say he tried to pay for a McDonald's order with a bag of marijuana. Employees at Port St. Lucie location said the man showed up at the drive-thru at 2 a.m. Sunday and offered them pot in exchange for food.
And they didn't take it?
No. The man drove away in his Pontiac sedan after employees turned down the offer, police said. But an officer was waiting when vehicle matching the description returned a short time later, probably for change. Police said the officer could smell marijuana coming from the vehicle, and they found roughly 11 grams of the substance on his person.
Oh.
The man, identified by Local10.com as 23-year-old Anthony Gallagher, acknowledged that he offered to trade marijuana for food, but insisted he only did it as a joke. He was arrested and booked into the St. Lucie County jail on misdemeanor charges of marijuana possession and driving under the influence. So, I don't know. I could use some McDonald's right now.
McDonald's actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I try to control my McDonald's intake because shit will send
health
you to
reasons.
Really grave. But, I mean, it does taste kind of good, though.
It is good. I think if you just kind of limit it, make sure you don't do it every time you wish you had it, you'd probably be all right.
You know what you do? You toast them up some hot dogs. And
I do.
Try to trade those for McDonald's.
Well, I will tell you, I don't have the machine down here like you have, Donald, but we've used it several times. So it's been a nice addition to the home. We've cooked up a whole pack of Nathan's already.
You can probably just get rid of your microwave and your oven.
Everything. Maybe even the refrigerator.
Yeah, who needs it? You don't need a mic. You don't need a refrigerator. Hot dogs. They're not even real meat, right?
No, I just go across the street, get them, bring them back home, and grill those bitches right up there in the toaster.
Oh, boy.
It's pretty good. I got to get smaller buns, though, and that's for me and for everybody else. But the ones I like the big potato ones. They get a little bit tight in there, but you can make it work. Yeah. And it does toast them up nice.
You should get the Hawaiian roll ones and put those in there.
Yeah, they're sweet.
That sounds good.
I do like, yeah, I do a like bit potato. Of sweetness. Potato rolls are good shit, though. I'm glad you're doing this next one.
I'm not. So this
are you afraid of it?
I'm afraid of the fucking picture there. That thing looks like it just wants to jump out of my computer monitor and eat my face. This takes us to Florida.
No. South Carolina.
Let me do it.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Florida. Sorry, Florence. Hold on, my sock fell off.
Oh, no. Well, keep it. Be careful with that, because our next story is going to involve socks. So you be careful. I'll leave it on the ground.
Well, no.
That's for Kelly to take care of.
It was half. Oh, boy. She's going to murder you. This takes us to Florence, South Carolina.
South Carolina. Yeah, not Florida. You almost did it again.
We're highway patrol officers have made an unusual discovery during a routine traffic stop. A 53-year-old man was pulled over and a bag full of whale penises. Wait, it says human penises up here.
I know. It's either way.
But it's whale penises down here. No, I mean, so this is the thing.
And it's not World News Daily Report. And we have covered something very similar to this on World News Daily. When I saw it in an actual, and well, we won't call them not real, but when I saw it in an actual news site, I just was cracking my ass up. I still don't know what kind they were.
Well, let's read on and see if we can get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, we'll get to the gist.
I mean, this is the thing. If it's whale penises, you're like, all right, that's pretty fucked up. And why do you got to be like chopping dicks off of whales? Human penises, though.
One's okay, one's not.
Did those human penises come from? It's not like there's ships of Japanese people killing humans.
Well, no, and looking at him, it's obviously a sacrifice.
He was sweating profusely and grinding his teeth together, said one of the officers who made the discovery. I asked him to step out of the vehicle and place his hands on the roof. He did that, but he kept glancing in the direction of the trunk. I'm going to read this like I read it to like a children's book. Officers noticed a vehicle with a damaged taillight early yesterday morning, but were not prepared for what was to follow after they pulled over the driver. Upon approaching the vehicle, they observed that a single male occupant was exhibiting signs of nervousness. Suspicious, the officer approached the rear of the vehicle. I detected a strong, rotten smell and asked the driver what it was. He told me not to open it and said it was none of my business. I had reason to believe there was something illicit inside, so I went ahead and opened it up. What the officer was not expecting was to find a bag full of human penises, over 30 of them, inside the trunk of the vehicle. I was completely shocked. I have no idea why he'd have a sack of penises, and he completely clammed up after we made the discovery.
Big old authorities, bag of dicks.
Authorities are still investigating how the man came into possession of the human penises. More to come. The end.
And that one of the comments was, I like that closure. More to come.
More to come. It's spelled.
They spelled it correctly. That's pretty gross, dude.
And this, the picture of this guy looks like he would be a guy that would, you know, he has that, I store severed penises in the trunk of my car look on his face.
Whales, humans, you pick. Whatever you want.
Whales or humans. It's either whales or... I'm going to vote for human because they mentioned human penis multiple times.
Right.
But only whale penises only one time.
Yeah. There must be something going on there.
You think they maybe could have asked them, like, hey...
Right.
Where'd you get the penises?
Come on. Come on,
buddy. Come on.
Now, do they taste like salt water or do they taste like fresh water? Then you know.
I there might be other things that give it away. You ever seen a whale just with just like a flopping dick hanging from it?
Now, are whales usually circumcised? Because that might give it away.
Depends on whether or not they're Jewish.
That's right. The Jewish whale. Oh, man. Well, I mentioned socks. Whalestein. Yeah. And I got to go back. Let's see. The two Bobs.
Whaleberg.com.
Whaleman. Oh, my God. So, 4, I think. Yeah. Episode 4. Inconvenient pooping. One of the things that we discussed on there was, I guess, things that we do that make our wives upset with us.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that I mentioned, and you called it here in the show notes, sock fairies are real, because what I like to do, and I still do it, and this episode aired originally Sunday, January 29th, 2017. Okay, so almost, let's say, a year and 11 months ago now. And one of the ways that I like to remove my socks, preferably the white socks, not my work socks, so they go up a little bit high, but I like to basically moonwalk out of the sock. Okay, so I kind of plant it and I slide out of it and then I leave them there, because the sock fairy will, at some point between the time that I leave them there and the time that I next put on a pair of socks, will come around and collect them and put them into the washer. Okay. But that leads me to my friend here in China, and he's unnamed because they don't want him to be, I guess, disturbed by people knowing that it's him.
Well, people should know it's him.
Well, they should, but we won't name. We'll call him Tom. But what? But Tom likes to do is when he gets home. Named Tom. when he gets home, what he likes to do is he likes to take off his sock and actually put it up to his nose and take a sniff before he tosses it to the sock fairy. Okay, so for my health, and like so I was saying earlier, leave your sock on the ground that came off. Because you don't want to get sick. And I'm not going to give it away. But
I didn't sniff it.
Well, okay, good. Well, what happened to Tom was he ended up in the hospital.
Oh, boy.
Right. With a severe fungal infection in his lungs caused by sniffing his socks. the unnamed man from China would take a whiff every day at the end of work. As he was changing into more comfortable clothing, he would take off his smelly socks and inhale the odor. And as a result, he caught an infection from the fungus that had developed in his footwear from his sweaty feet and spread to his lungs, where he breathed in the spores.
Why are Asians so weird?
Yeah. The man was admitted into an emergency case to the hospital in the city of Zhengzhou, where an x-ray confirmed him suffering from a severe lung infection.
You think they serve almond boneless chicken in the cafeteria there?
Probably exclusively, as he has been kept in for treatment. They confirmed it was caused by his frequent sniffing of his own socks.
So this is fucked up.
Yeah.
And how do you come to that conclusion? Mr. Sheng Xiao, I don't know what his name is.
Oh, yeah, he was at Shengxiao Hospital.
Oh, well, so, yeah,
the city of Shengxiao.
I knew there was something to...
Mr. Shengxiao.
But, I mean, you have to, I don't know. How do you figure that out? Sir, do you sniff your socks every day? That must be it, then.
Yeah. Well, it says people with a foot fetish have been known about for many years through fascination with socks is less well known, but earlier this year, a 21-year-old girl in America revealed that she had attracted a sock daddy. He was prepared to pay large sums for her sweaty socks. People buy all kind of weird shit on the internet.
Yeah, they trade it for McDonald's. People out there.
Yeah. Yeah, sock daddy. So, yeah, he bought, although I guess by the time he got them, they weren't sweaty anymore, but they were used. Use socks. But yeah, I don't know if he sniffed them. And if he did, check your local hospital. He's probably in there with this fungal infection you know, probably make him sniff some of that antifungal spray. Get rid of that shit. Not even antibiotics. Just spray it down his neck.
I don't even know what to say.
Well,
I mean, I'm looking at recent stories from Gillian Graham.
Oh, no. Poor Gillian. What is she up to?
Well, she's talking on the 16th. You published an article about Bush's main legacy. On the 12th, a bright fireball was seen in the sky over Maine. This one might be funny. From the 11th, there was a missing elderly New Gloucester man found Tuesday morning in Connecticut. Whoopsies.
Yeah.
Some other things.
What was he doing there?
Wandering around. I think he was looking for some weed. He had a Big Mac in his hand. Was like, I heard I can buy this for,
yeah.
There's a booty.
You know, they have a new Oreo with carrot cake Oreo.
I see that.
Told me about.
Does she come with it?
Yeah. Well, no. CIS.
Man, they're really selling sex on his websites, huh?
Oh, Vegemite.
Yeah, they don't have ugly people on this website.
No. Well, except for that giant cat.
I was gonna say, oh. Yeah.
Thirsty.
Hello. And then there's that.
Koala trying to grab a carton of milk. So, yeah, I like to venture down the rabbit hole of following whatever the links are.
On the side I do that way too many times.
There's a lot of usually end up at Walmart somehow. Where's our last story take us?
It's
got to be in the United States, United Airlines. World News Daily Report. I added it.
Well, it was on a flight from Manila to which is in the Philippines.
Philippines. Holy shit.
To Los Angeles.
Oh yeah. We've been everywhere today.
You know, I guess it might have been over the ocean.
Yeah.
Who knows? But anyway, let's get to the meat and potatoes of this article where United Airlines pilot and co-pilot fired for having loud sex together during flight. United Airlines announced this morning that it had fired two of its employees after they allegedly engaged in sexual intercourse in mid-flight while the plane's internal communication system was on. 49-year-old Jordan McPhee and 39-year-old Bayani Saniza, both are male.
I don't know what they
identify as, but they look like men anyway. I should say that they both look visually like men, but I can't confirm anything. We're operating a Boeing 747.
A Boeing
747 kind of airplane. A Boeing 747 carrying 412 passengers from Manila to Los Angeles when the speakers in the plane's passenger area started emitting strange noises. 71-year-old Betty Garrison.
Oh, Betty.
Why is somebody named Betty Garrison in the Philippines? Who was aboard with her husband says that both flight attendants and passengers were shocked when the unidentifiable sounds turned into a gay porn soundtrack. At first, we heard strange sounds and thought someone had entered the cockpit and was wrestling the pilots. But then it came clear and we heard stuff like
from behind.
I got all the good ones this week, huh? And we heard stuff like fuck me harder, daddy. and other disgusting things. It was like
very inappropriate.
It was like it sounded like when you are getting the when you get the refried beans out of the can and you're squeezing the refried beans out of the can and it slides out. According to Ms. Garrison, flight attendants rapidly ran to the cockpit to warn the pilots, but the two ignored them and continued for several minutes before they finally finished. I mean, finally. it says
One of the guys, he was older, was he?
Before finally answering the door. We could clearly hear the poor girls yelling and banging the door and the two men complaining about it while they continued having gay sex. Hazelnut. Over 30 passengers filed complaints with United Airlines upon their arrival in Los Angeles, and the company decided to act swiftly. In a brief press conference held in Chicago this morning, the airline has announced that it had launched an investigation on the event and that both Mr. McPhee and Mr. Sinisa had been fired. Over 300 instances of sexual nature involving airplane pirates. Yo ho ho in a bottle of rum.
Airplane pirates.
That's why you don't fly over Somalia. Involving airplane pilots are 300 incidents of sexual nature involving airplane pilots are reported every year in North America. At least, according to the FAA, the vast majority of these cases involve pilots engaging in sexual intercourse with flight attendants or passengers, and cases involving both pilot and co-pilot are extremely rare, but not unheard of. In 2013, four employees of an American Airlines have been fired after engaging in group sex with 17 passengers.
Why am I never on these flights?
I don't know. Thank you, WorldNewsDailyReport.com.
Yeah. It's always a good kicker.
Luckily, I'm flying next month Delta. I'm not flying United, so they have less gay pirates. They don't even let pirates fly their airplanes.
That's good.
Yeah.
You don't know what'll happen.
You never know.
And obviously United is facing some serious charges.
The treasure really weighs down the
That's true. All that gold bullion.
You gotta get the, you know, and then you gotta worry about the emotional support.
Fish.
Parrots. Boy. Thank you, World News Daily Report, for bringing this to us, our attention. Other things you can read about are on World News Daily Report involved the dunk, I don't know if you heard about this one, Robert, but the drunk school principal who defecated in front of students during the Pledge of Allegiance.
I was just reading that one. He looks like the guy from Modern Family. Hmm. Was it Al Bundy? Looks kind of like that guy.
He does a little bit. Or the woman with chronic premenstrual syndrome suspected of 189 murders.
Oh, man.
Texas man admits to kidnapping 79 people to anally probe them while disguised as an alien.
That's the anal probe one that didn't make it in last week. The little thing at the beginning I talked about moving that one. Yeah, that's the story.
National Geographic cameraman arrested for raping a zebra.
That poor zebra.
And that's it.
Oh, wow. Well, nice way to end 2018. And kind of ring us into 2019. And hopefully you're doing something good for New Year's. We didn't really talk about that.
I don't know what I'm doing at this point. Yeah. I think my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law are having people over. They just bought a new house, so.
Oh, good. A little housewarming. Take Donnie over there. He'll be a hit.
I should.
Yeah.
I take Donnie everywhere now, so.
Did you buy the extra accessory of the carrying case? I bought
the pull my finger POTUS carrying case. Yes.
Special fitted case that's exclusive to him.
It looks like a wall.
No, slats. It's slats now.
Oh, it's slats. I'm sorry. It's cheaper. You can do the slats.
Yeah, and then when you want to let people back in, you just turn it, and then they can come in. Then when you're done, you pull the little chain out there at the ocean, and it turns.
I bet, like, Trump, if he had it his way, he'd have the slats, and then he'd have a little button to open and close them in the Oval Office at his desk.
Yeah.
And he could just sit there and hit the buttons and open and close them.
Failing pile of garbage.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
What you're talking about.
Well, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, shit, that's episode 88. I think by the time we get to 2019, we'll be at 89. So I guess it all works out.
In the end, it's it all, you know, what are you going to do?
I don't know. All right. Well, we'll see you next year.
See you in 2019.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye. Yeah.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.